The Rexona Case, or How We Turn a Woman's Brand into One That Men Want to Use. Since 1960, Rexona had been synonymous of women's deodorant. In the 90s, the brand needed to grow, but there were no more women left to persuade to use Rexona. So, we began to think about where this growth could come from. The answer? From men. But we had to convince them to use the same deodorant which women in high heels running to get to a meeting dry use. For this, we had to customize the brand, making it for men. And that was our key challenge, and at the same time, our key contribution. Men perspire much more than women. So we began by making this relevant, letting them know that they needed a more potent version and that we were developing it especially for them. When they already considered us an option, we gave them one more reason. Proven efficacy under extreme circumstances. With our already consolidated strategy and attaining excellent results, we decided to take the communication to the next level, launching even more masculine editions. We also amplified the campaigns, achieving integral communication that worked in different platforms. We made Rexona a dual-gender brand, and turned Rexona for Men into the main brand source of growth, owning 35% of total business. As a result, Rexona became the number one brand deodorant around the world.